Paris to the Pyrenees. A Skeptic Pilgrim Walks the Way of St. James. By David Downey. Narrated by P.J. Oakland. Paris Prelude. We sealed our bargain in the shadow of the Tour Saint-Jacques, the flamboyant Gothic tower on the Rue de Rivoli, half a mile from where my wife Allison and I live in central Paris. The tower is all that remains of the celebrated medieval church and hostelry of St. James the Greater, from which pilgrims in their thousands, for over 1,000 years, began walking south following the main European branch of the Way of St. James, the Way, for short, from Paris to the Pyrenees. That was where we were headed. A few days before Easter, we strapped on our pedometers, booted up, and marched south from the tower through crowds of commuters and tourists. Crossing the Ile de la Cité, we stopped for a moment of quiet reflection at Notre-Dame Cathedral. Then we headed down Rue Saint-Jacques, poking our heads into churches, former pilgrims' hostels, and the Paris residence of the abbots of Cluny, now Paris's Museum of the Middle Ages, where the enigmatic Lady and the Unicorn tapestries hang. The French call the Way of St. James Le Chemin de Saint-Jacques de Compostelle, while the Spanish call it El Camino de Santiago de Compostela. Either way, this pilgrim's highway was built on top of an ancient Roman road that linked northern Europe via Paris to the heartland of Gaul, and then continued south to Spain. Straight and true like most Roman roads, today's Rue Saint-Jacques still mounts past the Pantheon, then follows the edge of the Reservoir de la Vanne to the sprawling Cité Universitaire campus. It changes names 4 times. Beyond the university greenbelt, on the potholed Rue Henri Vincent, my talking...